We've been talking about dealing with. Tonight we're dealing with thoughts. Me and Neil both been bumping into each other all day. He said, I seen your title. I've been doing it all day dealing with it. I said, I know, so have I. Because, you know, when you're responsible over something, well, just like the sound system, that's what is on Neil's, I mean, that's all consuming until it gets fixed. Neil's got that personality anyway. I get him on a project, and you might as well forget any other thing going on in his brain, which is a good thing. Yeah. So he has had a lot, but everybody here has to deal with your thought life. How many? Yeah. Or has everybody got a perfect brain? No. There's nobody here got a perfect brain. And if you do, that's a wrong thought. 1 Peter 5:8, scripture we've been bouncing off of, and I want to share it again. It says that, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. He will look for anything that he can find to pull you down. He will look for anything he can find to pervert what you know is the truth. He will look for anything he can to have the wrong thought pattern going through your mind. You know, something I don't think a lot of people understand and really have a revelation on it. When you were born again, you died with Christ. Your old nature and your sinful nature died. What happens when you do things that you're not supposed to do is from habit.
That's true.
Now, sin, I don't have time to get into that. Sin itself is that voice that you hear inside of you to try to convince you to do. And what we have to do is be transformed by the renewing of the Word to get us to the place where we get out of our old habits. Your old nature is dead. What's carrying you into the things is habit. And if you are still doing after so many years things you shouldn't be doing, it's because you're repeating the same habit. Because the sin nature in you died. You are no longer a slave to sin. Now listen to me. Because we have a lot of people say, well, that's just the way I am. No, not if you're born again. That's just the way you constantly do. We had a situation here about a week ago that I heard of, and the person just absolutely lost it. Well, is that their old nature? No, that's their habit. And they have not yet walked with God long enough to break that habit. You say, well, I haven't done it for years and years and years. It just popped up. No, there was a thought in there, maybe, and you maybe weren't doing it, and trying to convince yourself not to do it, but you haven't got out of the habit of the thought that brings the product. James tells us that if you get around that, it'll eventually produce itself, is what it says. We'll read it after a while. But we got to understand that we've got to recognize that our thought life really, folks, your thought life really is where you end up going. Isaiah 65 2 says, we walk according to our thoughts. Now, that's the last part of that scripture. We walk according to our thoughts. You know, as I've has spent the last 3 days back and forth in all of this, I really paid attention to my thought life. I didn't realize how much of my thought life should not even been thinking. You know, you see someone and you have a thought about them. Was that a godly thought? What kind of thought was that I just had? Did that edify me? Would that have edified them? The speaker system. You think I haven't thought through that? The NRG that's coming up. You think I haven't thought through some of that? And see, the thing is, we've got to take our thought life and we've got to bring that thought life to the place to where we have control of the thought life. If you don't, your thought life will take you where you do not want to go. People that fall off into affairs, the only way they got there is they thought about it. I didn't have no hoorahs or no comments or no, no grunts or no anything out of you on that. But that goes with everything. I get up in the morning and I'm thinking, well, I'd like to have a cup of coffee. I thought about a cup of coffee. Or if I'm driving through a car lot, I'll think about a new car. And if I know that if I turn in, I've got to fight that thought. Yep. More than once, I have bought that thought. See, we've got to recognize it absolutely runs you, which is good if it's understandable what you're doing, but if it's not, it'll devastate your life. It'll give you ulcers. It'll make you sick to your stomach. It'll make you feel bad. See, my battle, I don't know about you all. Maybe I'm just preaching to myself today. My battle is my inner self. My battle's me. Right here. You know, Joyce Meyer, one of the things that she said of years ago, the battlefield's right here. It's right here. It's how long are you going to think on that thought? How long are you going to allow that thought to take you? How long are you going to let that thought run your life? You know, I mean, we've got people that are afraid to get in elevators. Well, why are they afraid to get in elevators? Because they thought. You know, I have always, and I'm getting through it, still working through it. I really am still working through it. When I was maybe 12, I was with the youth group, and we went to Anna, to the mental health facility. And I can still see the area where we went into. I couldn't tell you even where the building's at, but I can tell you inside the building, I can tell you it was dark, and I can tell you there was things going on that for a 12-year-old I did not need to see. And through that, I have been not scared, but my thought pattern of going to a nursing home or to those places, I absolutely have to, I struggle majorly. What's that from? Thought. 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 A dentist. Well, I got a little response on that one. Connie just absolutely, the dentist. I had a dentist, and maybe you all had the same one, that I had as a child, I didn't have any enamel on my back teeth, so they become cavity prone quickly. So I had a dentist that ground them all out and filled them all together with no spacing. Yeah, that wasn't right, but that's why I don't like a dentist, because of the thought of going to a dentist. Even though now the new ones are totally different than this man. Matter of fact, the last time when I had these all fixed, he knew exactly who he was. But that didn't help my thought life. Because I'd been through it. And you may be saying that, but do I believe what you're saying? All, folks, it's all according to this thing between our ears. See, we find what I have found, and I think you can back this up, your thoughts make a picture. I mean, like today, we could talk about right now. It was beautiful outside today. The wind was really blowing, and automatically you're seeing the trees moving, and you're seeing the blue skies. You're seeing it. It's the same thing with any thought you have. That thought is going to help you go where you're supposed to go or where you're not supposed to go. And we've got to learn to deal with these thoughts and bring these thoughts really into captivity of what they're supposed to be doing. Really, when everything's going good and your thought life's good, faith is easy. Anybody notice that? Just everything's great today. Boy, I got the faith. Boy, I have got the faith. But then you allow anything to come along that twists that just a little bit, your faith is not quite as strong because you start seeing it differently than it's supposed to be seen. It's not going, you better watch where you're taking it and you better bring it back to what you really, who you really are for a good example. I mean, when somebody comes and cuts you down, you can't allow your insecurities, which comes from all of this. See, you don't have an insecurity if you don't think about it. You walk into a room and somebody's talking over there. If you've got insecurities, you're thinking they're talking about me. If you don't have insecurities in those areas, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking, they're glad to see me. I'm the righteousness of Christ. I got something to offer here. It's a whole different concept, folks, when you look at things rightly here. You recognize that the enemy is, see, he's a roaring lion. He's trying to pervert who you really are. He's trying to take any situation, any case. The situation when we were talking about the young man, young boy needing a place to stay. They could have easily let that thought go. They don't care. What are we going to do? And just the worry gets on. And the worry is nothing but wrong thoughts. You got to bring it back. God, you have got a plan. God, this is the situation. There's nothing wrong with having an understanding of what's going on. But you've got to pull out of that and not run around with people that have the negative comments. And then, don't you love that? We've got an individual with you know that when that person comes around, I say, Connie, I see. And then she looked at me like, you all got the same thing. You know why? You're starting to get sensitive to your thoughts. You're getting sensitive to what is being heard. You're getting sensitive to those things because if you hang around that very long, the Bible tells us it will be just like that. Whoever you hang with is who you become. That's why if you got a dog very long, you'd be start looking like the dog. I don't maybe, I don't. But see, the problem we have is so easy to fall back. You know, the word we have in computers now is default. Everything goes back to the original. Well, see, it's so easy for us to go back to our old habits. It's so easy to go back to our old attitudes. Now, you got to remember, your sin nature died. But it's still easy to go back to the old. Even though it don't control you, sometimes you think it controls you. And that's why when you find yourself going back to that default, you've got to get out of that immediately. Romans 8:6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Those set of scriptures in there, that's all they're talking about is what are you thinking about? Where are you going with this? Why are you spending time there? Why are you thinking about the carnal things? You know, a carnal mind is one that practices problems with the wrong answers. It really is. I mean, you sit around and you talk about the problem. I mean, folks, listen. Pay attention to the news. All you're hearing is lies and twisted stuff. Nobody even knows what the truth is anymore because everybody is so twisting everything that's going on. I mean, we got a situation now with Mr. Trump talking to Mr. Putin, and Mr. Putin said, I'll even give you the tapes of what was said so you hear the truth. So what do you think? Where do you go with all this kind of stuff? See, that's where you guys say, okay, God, you got all of this. If I get any input from anybody on any side of the, is it even true anymore? So we got to say, okay, God, I need to know what you want. I need to know what you got. I don't want to live carnal. I don't want to have a carnal answer. I want to have a spiritual answer. I want to have the truth of God. I want to have the answer. You know, we got so many people, and that's part of this NRG. That they're trying to do. There's so many people of every age that have no idea of what to do now. Because they just the news. They watch the news, and they watch this news, and they watch this news, and now we don't know what to do. And all they've got is their carnal mind to work out of. All they've got is their thought life. Their opinions are wrong because they don't have the right information. But see, the difference is we have the Spirit of God. Excuse me, and you can have an opinion and you know if it's God. And you can have an opinion and you know if it's carnal. Because you know in your knower if it's right or if it's wrong. Is anybody in the house tonight? We got to recognize that the battle. James 1:15 says, when carnal thoughts are conceived, it gives birth to sin. Sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So I've got to take my thought life, I've got to take my direction in life, and I've got to bring it to the place where I recognize, no, I am not going there. Why is it that when we got something coming up, well, today I had to talk to the realtor down in Kentucky, okay? So your thought is, what is he going to say, and what are you going to say? And what's crazy about it is, he never did get back with me, so I spent all this time thinking and all this that I was going to share, because we have a process that we have to do to get the building we're selling down there, but I've got to say the right things, and I've got to think the right things. To say the right things, I've got to think the right things. So I was thinking through these right things, and I was thinking good things, but it was like the Holy Spirit the whole time was going, why are you even thinking about it, when I had other things I needed to think about? And sometimes even those right thoughts are a waste of time, because they're not needed, but I knew it here. I've just got to learn to follow here. No, my goodness. I want to be spiritually minded. I want to have pictures of good. I want to have pictures like I did when this building went together. What you see is exactly what we've seen. What you've seen in the next portion of the building is exactly what we've seen. What you've seen in all the additions is exactly what we've seen. How did it come? Through thoughts. How did it come? Through the Holy Spirit. How did it come? It's what he wanted to do. That's like I expressed to you that I'd like to change all of this. I mean, it's good and it's beautiful and it's all, but I want to upgrade it. He is starting to give me, because I'm thinking on it, he's starting to give me thoughts of how to do, where we can eliminate, what we can do. That's all proper thoughts. That's no different than the NRG. They're thinking through what they want to do to reach the people. That's all thoughts. Those are all. That's what God's wanting us to do, is to get our mind to on his stuff and not on junk stuff, and bring it to the place where we grow in the Lord. You know, the battle is ongoing. Go, if you will, to Ephesians 6. Just got a good illustration of what to do with our brain. Anybody know that's where the problem is? Looky there. Let me check this. Oh, I got something in this one. I want to start at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Wouldn't it be nice to keep ourselves, our thoughts, in his power, in his might? It goes on, it says, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I wanted to use this set of scripture because you all know wiles literally means, when you look it up in the Greek, inroads to your mind. I've said that so many times, but it's like we don't get it. What you hang with, where you go, what you do, who you spend time with, what you read, what you watch, the billboards, the new Taco Bell going up, everything brings thoughts. It's an inroad to my mind. Now I've got to take, I like Taco Bell. So now I've got to take, when that Taco Bell comes up and it's only one block away, I can walk there. Now I'm going to have to start saying, what am I going to do with that thought? Now if they had Kentucky Fried Chicken, we would be in trouble. I would do Taco Bell one night. We'd go do chicken the next night.
Good idea.
What? I'm trying to get it down to where everything we do is from thoughts. I don't care what it is. Everything you do, where you're sitting now. I got tickled. I come by early this morning, and somebody was parking at the hospital. There was only maybe 6 or 8 cars in the whole big parking lot between it and the church that's down here. And the lady was walking from the farthest parking spot away, and I recognized her car. Her thought was, this is where I park every day. Even though she could have went all the way at the other end to park close to the building, what put her there? thought. Habit, thought. Habit, thought, habit. Thoughts become habits. Habits become what you do. Now, maybe she wanted the exercise. See, my mind is thinking, why are you doing that? And she may have said, I always park all the way so I can walk and get exercise. Now, if it had been a rainy day, maybe she'd have moved. Maybe she'd still wanted the exercise. See, what difference does it make? And why am I thinking about it? Nobody else does this with me. Okay. Your mind's going all the time, folks. You know, we go down the road, and especially through Stillville now. And you have a thought. And so many people have, you know, listen, don't give the truck drivers a hard time. That every truck you meet of the 184 that run right now is making a living. Every one of them is making a good living. That's all commerce for the area. Are the roads tore up? Yeah. Go around it or just watch your thoughts. It's just our thoughts. You say, well, I'm a truck driver. Well, bless you for that. I'll tell you what, it's worse on them than it is in your car. That's a guarantee if you run it 7-8 times like they have to during the day. Thoughts, huh? I'm bringing up things because it's our thoughts. It's our thoughts. It's our thoughts. But it says here we've got the answer. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You are battling that thought. Is that spirit, that sin that's not in you, but it's still there, trying to talk to you, constantly giving you the wrong thoughts. You're constantly dealing with that thought. You're constantly mad at somebody. On these roads, we're always mad at somebody. If we're not mad at the truck drivers, we're mad at the state for not fixing it. If you're not mad at the state, then you're mad at the governor for letting the money go bad like it is. You're mad at somebody because your thoughts and the enemy is convincing you to think that. True. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Oh, doesn't that help? You know, the ones before are going to tell us all the things that we need to do. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thought will be established. Did you hear me? Commit your work to the Lord. Commit your doings. Commit your life. Commit your everyday, what you're doing, to the Lord, and then your thoughts tend to swing. See, for me, that's not real difficult because I work in the midst of what's going on. I'm in a church. I'm around Christian people. We talk church stuff all the time. But for those that have to work out in the world, it's a whole lot harder to maintain that thought life when you've got crazies around you all the time that are still not matured in the Lord or never been taught how to. I mean, you all know great people, but because they've never had no teaching, they don't know what to do with their mind. They're just in drama. Who knows a drama queen or king? We all do. But what you got to do then is when you run into that kind of a person, you then have got to fight the wrong thoughts of what you think about that person. See, it's a never-ending going on battle. But if you can take this scripture and if you can just purpose to put yourself, all right, oh, I'm having trouble. But, Lord, I know that they're growing up and I know they're where they are and I was there once and I'm still there to some people. It's interesting how we think we know so much, but we find that we don't know near what we thought we knew. 13 goes on, it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand, stand. We stand in the truth of God with our thoughts, folks. That's where when your works are towards him, he'll start giving you the truth of what's going on. Boy, there's nothing better than having the truth. Especially in this day and age where there's just hardly any truth. So hard. I mean, maybe it's just me, folks, but it's so hard for me now when almost 98% of what you hear is not the truth. just twisted and perverted. And I mean, now they allow commercials to lie to you. See, it used to be they would get in trouble if they lied to you about a product. Now they can lie about a product, and that's just the way it is. And then we take it as truth. You read the newspaper and you think it's the truth. You watch a commercial and you think it's the truth. I mean, low fat. Well, yeah, low fat. Know this and know that. Well, sure, know this and know that. When it's all in there, they're just lying to you. Where is the truth? Well, see, we can stand on the truth because it's right here. This is the only truth there is. It's right here. And if you can base your conversations and you can base your thought life on what's in here, then it will direct you the right way every time, every time, every time. Let's go on 14. It says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with that truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, how nice it is to know that you are in right standing with God all the time, no matter what's going on in your life. No matter what takes place or what goes on in your life, if you're standing in that righteousness, then your whole life will be different because you know who you are in Christ, you know what's going on, you know you can make it, and that thought life can come back to where it's supposed to be. The thought life. Oh, the thought life. 15, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, how nice it is to keep your mind on peace. Oh, can I say it this way? To work at it. Because lots of times it's not there. But you got to keep working at it or it's never there. You got to keep working at it. You got to keep, all right, I'm not going to think about that. What's the sense of thinking about that? We're not going to think about that. I've got so many things going on in my mind right now just in that. That brings you down. But see, your peace can't be in your situation. Your peace can't be in your circumstance. Your peace has to be in the Lord. And you've got to take your thoughts and you've got to talk just like that. All right, things aren't going real good. Things don't look real good. Things are going a little astray here. But you've got to bring it back and say, okay, I see that, but I know that you're my peace. I see that, but I know you're going to help me. You know, Mike Casey, they had to go in and do surgery and put this tube in his pancreas, this duct that was in there, to bypass where the cancer's at. Well, for some reason, it come disconnected and had to go back in and redo that. He had to have surgery again. Think where his thought life is going. And he told me standing here Sunday, he said, I feel great. But he said, but my thought life of what inside of me is what's bothering me. I mean, he said, I know I've got something growing in me that I know I need to take care of. And now, see, this has set him back another notch. So, you all got things.
Sure.
But thoughts. 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 I was talking to Ronnie back here, this teacher at high school. What, one more day? And I said, two more days. I said, Ronnie, I don't know how you do it. And he said, boy, it's really exciting in the gymnasium when all the balls are flying around and the noise. I said, I'd really preach to 10,000 to 15 teenagers right now. Now, it wasn't like that at one time, but right now, you give me 10,000 people, no, I'm good. But you put 15 teenagers in front of me. Now, why is that? Right here. One thing back in the past didn't go like I thought it was supposed to. So I thought about that to the point to where I don't want to do that no more. You following me?
Yes.
Whatever you think on. You know, you get around somebody and they're ripping on somebody. Well, you then form an opinion by what you think about that person and you didn't even know that person. That's why carrying an offense is so bad, because if you carry an offense, you're going to give it to somebody else and they don't even know what took place. Thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Let's go on here. It says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of gospel peace, and says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, how nice it is if you can get to the place that you can see the promise and you can stand in faith and you can know that I've got something that's going to stop this. And they can throw all the darts they want to me, but I am not going to let this get me down, because I'm not going to let my thought life get to where it'll pull me down, because I know I'm going over this, but your thought life takes you wherever you're going to go. Your thought life will take you. Your thought life will make up stuff that's not even going to be going on. Your thought life will think this is what's going to happen when you have no idea what's going to happen. What do they call that? Foreboding. That's thinking that something's going to happen. I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to have a wreck. You just keep thinking it and you'll just have one miserable drive. Instead of saying, Lord, thank you for a safe trip and thank you that everything's going to... Connie's father absolutely must have had a bad time with water, because she could not go swimming anywhere, and it didn't matter what was going on. He absolutely worried and freaked out about her getting around water. What'd that come from? Thoughts. But yet he would get in a 10-foot John boat and go in that Mississippi River. But terrified for her to get around anything. That's all from thought. Something happened, and it's all in all of us. We've all got our different things that have took place in our life, and we've took those thoughts, and instead of saying, okay, I'm done with that, God's bigger than that, and that happened. Yes, it happened. You know, relationships. You have a bad marriage. You have a bad situation. If you don't take those bad thoughts of that relationship, you will carry that right into the next relationship. And then that new husband or new wife is going to have, that's called luggage. Take your luggage and take those thoughts and set them and leave them alone and start anew when you do. Matter of fact, it's best just to start every day anew. And just forgive everything that's went on. Everything everybody said. Everybody that you think everybody thought, that's the part that gets me. I think they thought it, but I don't know what they thought, but I think they thought it. So I'm going to think on what they thought, and I don't even know what they thought. You say, well, that don't happen to me. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. 17. I'm going to flip over. 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Keep your head covered, back to the mind, where the battlefield's at. Keep your thought in check. Think about what you think about in every situation. The only way you can take care of and deal with your brain is to think about what your brain's doing. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. I want to go there real quick. I'm going to wrap this up. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. If I read 1 Corinthians, you'll have a whole different story. 4 and 5. Listen to this. Everybody knows this scripture around here. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What we've been talking about, the carnal mind, the carnal thoughts. But they're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, every situation. You say, well, Pastor, why are you on this? Because every one of us have to deal with this all the time. Will's been out of work for quite a long time now, and he's had to battle this big time. Because will I get a job? Is there a job coming? And he's got to say to himself, God's got something big. If I didn't get that, God's got something better. This is how you talk to your brain to get your mind to go the right way. And then it's amazing how it's real easy to have faith amongst all of you. It's real easy to keep my thought life amongst all of you. My problem, and maybe it's you too, is when I get by myself. About 2 o'clock in the morning, when the house is quiet, and all I've got is my cricket machine going on, and Connie's over here just sleeping just like a baby. And I wake up, and then my mind starts going to this situation, to this situation, to this situation. Come on. Now, let me ask you something. What am I going to fix? Who can I call at 2:30 in the morning? The enemy knows this, though, see? Wisdom would be get up, spend some time with the Holy Ghost, and just shut him up, which might be a wise thing to do if you had to do it every night. What are we talking about tonight? Dealing with our thoughts. You know what I found that helped me in that situation? That when you pray in the Holy Spirit, your mind is not fruitful. I can't say my name. I can't thank my name really when I'm praying the Holy Spirit. I can't talk to you when I'm praying the Holy Spirit. I can't let the enemy won't come in when I'm praying the Holy Spirit because my mind's dealing with our thoughts. Dealing with letting it do what it's supposed to do. Work like it's supposed to do. Take those thoughts captive. Get rid of those thoughts. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, folks, that the word itself is sharper than any two-edged sword. It takes every thought, is what it says. It takes every thought, and it divides it like, is that a good thought or is that a bad thought? Yeah. See, I can take, the more I get in this, the better off I am, because as I have a thought, I can say, no, wait a minute, I read something in there. I don't have to have scripture and verse. I just know that it was in there, and I know that that word that I just pulled up in my spirit, man, will then take that thought and say, is that thought? You know, let's say I start talking about Doc. I start getting in this wrong thoughts and I start ripping on Doc in my mind. You know it tells me not to do that? So it's dividing and saying, no, what are you doing? Why are you even thinking that way? I mean, we could go on with everyday activities. You're driving down the road and you meet somebody. And they didn't wave at you. As dumb as that is, you better real quick get the thought. It's like I was sharing with you, the person that parked their car. That was one of those thoughts. Why are you even thinking about why they're parking way away and walking? Who cares if they park up by the Presbyterian church and walk all the way to work? And you don't know why they're doing it or what they're doing. So why are you criticizing that woman when you're driving down the road when you have no clue what's going on in her brain? Don't we do it? New Taco Bell. Why in the world are they building that thing so tall for tacos? Well, I'm not the engineer. I'm not the designer. I don't know why they're doing it. But the building caught my attention. Thoughts. That's why if you go back to God in those thoughts, he'll tell you if you're thinking right or you're not thinking right. And that's the main emphasis on that. Romans 12:2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Allow the word to get in you. Allow the word to be heard. That's why it's important to come to church, folks. You know, it's so exciting as much as we got going on, and we still got a good crowd for Wednesday night. So much school activity is going on right now. We still got a good crowd. So many churches are closed down on Wednesday nights now. Don't even turn the lights on Wednesday nights. But you're getting the word and you're getting changed. And it. I love, you know, there's a thought. It never returns void. Well, where'd it say that? It says it in the word. If it says it in the word, it's the truth. Now, if I seen it on CNN, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't even pay attention to it. Chicken noodle news. But in the word, it's the truth. And if it never returns void, then if you didn't get anything out of anything tonight, if you heard one or two scriptures, then you're going to be different. Because your thoughts are going to be different if you practice those thoughts and let them become the habit. Back to what I said earlier real quick. I got to hit on this a little bit. Your sin nature is dead. Not many people have this revelation. Your sin nature is dead. Dead. The only reason you're doing stuff you shouldn't be doing is habit. Sin is that activity of you hearing things. You're hearing the wrong voice. That's the sin. But it's not got you anymore. It used to have you. But your habits are what's bringing you to the wrong places. So we've got to get in the Word. We've got to get around the Word. We've got to start having the right thoughts. So those habits, what's it say? 30 days and you change a habit? So it's not a hard thing to change his mind. It's just you've got to spend time working on those areas, limiting those areas. New Living Translation is Isaiah 26:3. It says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are stayed on you. Thoughts. Perfect peace. Last scripture. Listen. Isaiah 66:18. It says, "For I know their works and their thoughts." Such an awesome set of scriptures. "It shall be that I will gather all the nations and all people together, and they will see my glory." I will gather all their thoughts. Oh, what a time that's going to be when we start running in one accord and in unity and working together and keeping our thoughts. You know, what's awesome about this church is everybody's got their different opinions and different ideas, and that's all great. But to win the war, we've got to take all our opinions and all our ideas and bring them into unity and flow with what God wants. It's like we were talking about the sound system, the ups and the downs we've had for 2-3 weeks now that Neil has tirelessly worked on. Yes, you have an opinion, and I have an opinion. So what we do is we try to come to a balance and come in unity, because our goal is to make everybody happy and work on it. We're not here to hurt anybody. Why would we do that? Why would you even have a thought we would do that? One time I said to Connie, I said, "Connie, I am not out to get you. Why would I even think about that?" So she was thinking that I meant to get her to, I was doing something to get her back, when I never even had that thought. But she had the thought that I had the thought. Here we are back to that same thing. Who's thinking what? When in fact, eliminate the thought. And just get to a God thought and say, "Okay, you got that." Because my last note I got wrote down is, "Let God have it all." Yep. And that really makes it a lot better. Let God have it all. Just come to the place in your life where, good or bad. Because see, like I said earlier, it's easy to have faith when things are good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. But if things are going bad, it's easy to have the wrong thoughts. And I'm finding in my life, when I start carrying those thoughts very long, I mean, I can be upset with Connie, and if I think on it very long, I'm going to say what I have to say, and then we're not having a very good time anymore. Wouldn't it have been better if I just would have not thought on that? And then went on and... God is a good God, and He wants us to have godly thoughts so we can go a godly way so He can bless us. Let's stand up, and then you're going to have about 5 or 6 minutes to visit. Father, we thank You. We thank You, Lord. Father, all on the internet, as we're streaming tonight, and Father, here in this body. Father, I know that there are some that are struggling with their thoughts. I'm even raising my hand on this one, Father. I'm having such a time right now with my thought life, and You know that. And Father, if there's anybody else here tonight, I just thank You that right now, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to get a handle on what to do and how to deal with those thoughts. We're going to take every thought captive, and we're going to say, which way is it going? Which way is this thought taking me? Is this thought going to take me carnally? Is this thought going to take me towards death? Is this thought going to destroy? Is this thought going to hurt? Or is this thought going to edify? Is this thought going to build up? Is this thought going to help me? And Father, I thank You that we're going to take those thoughts captive and we're going to weigh those thoughts. Yes, we're going to have the wrong thoughts, but it's how long we spend our time there is what makes the difference. And I thank You that we're going to recognize quickly to get off of the thought and get on with the right thought. Keep our thoughts lined up with You, Father, and then our course and our life is going to go perfect. And we thank You, Father. We thank You that You've got best for us. And we give You this right now in the name of Jesus. We thank You for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You've got about 5 minutes, so just stay in and visit a little bit.